You're not going to want to miss this next episode of the AI Show. We're going to talk about enabling productivity tools using language understanding. It's very cool. I get to do the demo because they teach me how. Make sure you tune in. Hello and welcome to this episode of the AI Show, where we're going to learn about enabling productivity tools using language understanding. Did I get that right? I did. Fantastic. It was a mouthful, but it's pretty cool. We've got some special guests with us. Why don't you tell us who you are and what you do, my friend? We'll start with you, Alan.
Hi, yes. I'm Alan Liu. I am on the Office machine learning team. And what I do is I work on machine learning models to help improve our Office products and enable intelligent scenarios that allow our customers to be more productive.
Awesome. Nair.
Yeah, I'm part of the language understanding cognitive services team from the engineering team, and I work with customer success, make sure that customers using this service are successful in achieving their goals.
Awesome. Well, let's start with you, Alan. What problem was the Word team trying to solve?
So we are bringing a sort of a next generation version of dictation into our Office clients, starting with Word online as well as on mobile. So Word, you're able to use your microphone to dictate text onto your documents. And we wanted to add more powerful features to support sort of the most common commands that people do as well. So things like formatting their document and editing.
So let me see if I understand, because I've used dictation before and I've loved it, but anytime I actually wanted to do something with the document, it was kind of hard. And what you're doing is you're enabling like dictation plus plus. Am I understanding that right?
Yeah, that's correct. So we're looking into how we can allow you as the customer to be able to still continue to use your voice or work in a multimodal situation where you have both voice and mouse and keyboard, and being able to, in a more natural way, tell Word what it is that you want to do with your document.
Now, is this something that's available now? Can people go and try it?
Yes. So we released to the public a few weeks back. And so if you go into Word Online or into Word for Android or iOS, you have the new dictation experience available to you.
Okay. So instead of a demo, would it be okay if you could like teach me how to use it? Because I got a ton of Word documents I got to get through and maybe this will help me. What do you think?
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
All right, so I already have open on my screen right here a Word doc, and this is, you said it works online and in Android, you said?
Yeah, Android and iOS.
Fantastic. So what do I do?
So on the top ribbon you see near the right-hand side, there's a dictate button here with the microphone icon. Yes. So okay. If you click on it, and often for a first-time user in the browser, you'll be asked to allow the microphone. otherwise, you can just start talking, and then whatever you say will be put on canvas until you start doing commands.
So all I need to do is literally just start talking, and everything's going to work. Oh, my goodness. So this is neat. So everything I say is literally going to be written down. So I can say anything and it's going to type it out for me in a really nice way. What about punctuation? Do I have to say punctuation? Because I know I hear people saying comma and period all the time.
So the floaty that appeared at the bottom of your screen, which has the gears icon and the mic. In the gears icon, there is an option to turn on auto punctuation, where our speech to text service powered by Azure Speech Recognition will try to intelligently decide what to punctuate. But yes, you can also just say the punctuation you want. For example, if you want to say comma or semicolon.
It looks like it also noticed that I was being quiet, so it stopped listening. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. So that's sort of to balance the fact that maybe people will forget that they have it on and it's continuously trying to record and figure out what you're saying. And I think there's also in the browser, especially if you lose focus, then it automatically disables the microphone.
I think so. I'm going to turn it on because it's like, okay, you stop talking. So this is really cool, period. I would like to use this feature a lot more often because sometimes I am better at speaking than I am at writing, period. Okay, so this is cool, but what is it? Because I know you could do this before. What is it that's actually new?
So some of the new commands that we've added enhance the capabilities of the previous version of dictation, which just sort of matched a few key phrases like bold and underline and things like that. So now what you can do is you can say things like bold that, which would bold the last thing you said, or you could say things like bold the last sentence or the last word, the last paragraph. So it makes the commands more powerful and flexible to use.
Let's try that. Period. Bold that.
So in that case, period was the last thing you said.
Oh my goodness. This is really cool. Bold that. Oh, yes. And if I want to say something even more important, comma, then I'm going to say this. Underline that. Ah, and it looks like it finds the last. I'm going to stop. Right here. It looks like it finds the last punctuation and it intelligently underlines it as well. Is that so, right?
So with the bold that, it's actually figuring out kind of the last chunk that you said, because what happens when you send your speech out to Azure Speech Recognition, it's constantly deciding what's a chunk of text that you, it will produce. So that's why, depending on your cadence and where you put your pauses, we also let you just say you want to bold the last sentence or format the last sentence. We also have a way to say if you have a particular phrase that you want to format or you want to delete, then you could delete, you could say something like delete and then the phrase that you wanted, or delete from some beginning word or phrase to or through some beginning word or phrase.
So those are some other commands. Mm-hmm. What are some other? I love the advanced commands. What are some other commands that you can do?
Yeah, maybe the most important command is you can actually just say show help. You could also say what you can also show ask help. What can I say. And these are.
What can I say?
I think that might have already.
Oh, it's already over here. It's literally going to come out over here. Got it.
Yeah. And what you see is sort of a brief list of the commands that we officially support. We are adding new commands continuously, but we don't want to kind of overwhelm the beginning user of these features. So what you see on the help pane is sort of a collection of the most common basic commands that you could use. So beyond formatting and deleting, you can also do things like creating a list. So if you said start list or next bullet, next line, create numbered list. And then you can also add comments into a document. With add comment, you can actually just say whatever it is you want to be in the comment, and in one shot, it'll insert it into your document.
Well, let me try a couple of these things because this is really cool. Next line. Start list. First bullet point. Next line. Second bullet point. Exit list. Add comment. This is the greatest thing ever. What? This is bananas. This is really cool. I said bananas because bananas are amazing. But this is really cool. So basically, it's not just saying things into it and having it written out. It's intelligently being able to dictate it to it as if it was my own, personal assistant, John, that takes my notes, for example.
Yeah, that's the kind of experience that we're working toward, to make it something that doesn't really break the flow of whatever you're doing as you're authoring in this scenario. The commands that we want to support are ones that we want to make kind of natural, so you stay in the flow of being productive.
So let's go to you, Nair. How is something like this accomplished? Because you work on the cognitive services team. How is something like this accomplished?
The language understanding cognitive services allows you sort of to pick the speech to text and use AI in order to do the extraction to really understand and distinguish between what is dictation and what is a command, and allows you sort of to create these different variants of commands, sort of like bold, from, to, or through to that, and extract that for the action to happen in the office environment with a limited set of data. So you don't have to go sort of and either sort of dictate this as rules in previous sort of experiences with dictation, which had a very fixated grammar, but it gives you the flexibility of trying to sort of design this with a limited set of examples and sort of leverage the power of a conversation into such an experience.
So speaking of a speech service, it was intelligent enough to sort of know boundaries, which was really cool. But the thing that's even more interesting to me is that there isn't like a fixed, there's not fixed words. You mentioned that there's not a fixed grammar. How do you accomplish that? For example, if I say end list, or for example, next bullet, it kind of knows what I want to do, but I don't have to say exactly the right thing. Is that correct, Nir?
Yeah, so you train with different variants and it sort of learns how sort of to capture these subtle differences in through the training. And the cognitive service, again, like all AI sort of conversational experiences, continues to improve. So we went through a process with Alan sort of and the crew there to make sure that this continues to improve, sort of captures a variety and a wider spectrum of changes that are sort of different ways people express these elements. And it does generalize sort of to be able to encompass that.
So this is really cool because I've done dictation before. It's been around since, well, like forever, but I've never done a dictation where I could feel like it sort of understood what I was wanting to do. And I didn't have to memorize some kind of thing or talk like a robot, you know, because I felt like I had to do that before, but this felt a little more free flowy, which is really cool. And by the way, this side thing, if we want to go to my screen here, this side help thing is pretty amazing for telling me what I can do. As I see this, what are some things that we're thinking about moving forward, Alan, for this feature?
So sort of going, expanding on what you and Nair were discussing about, like, how can we generalize our language understanding so that you don't have to say exactly the thing that we expected you to say? That's something that's an area of improvement for us, because initially we have to figure out what the balance is going to be, because if you are actually intending to dictate something that sounds kind of commandish, then it could be potentially those false negatives could be a little bit jarring. So imagine if you really wanted to talk about a bold initiative that your company is undergoing, and then suddenly it decides instead to toggle bold on for your document. That would be something that would definitely be an annoyance or where we would fail. So what we want to do is continually improve so that we can support more commands and more natural ways of saying that, but at the same time, making sure we don't go so far as to assume everything you say is possibly a command when you actually wanted it to be dictation. So that's where we want to go with that. In the near term, we're also unlocking more capabilities, like more parameters. I mentioned that we recently added support for operating on a phrase or a range, but we also want to have some limited support for numbers. So today you can say delete 3 or backspace 5, and that would work. But actually, our language understanding can support a lot more than that. So if you wanted to italicize the next 3 words or the previous 5 paragraphs, all of that we can understand. And it's just a matter of being able to add them into the product. And I think even more in the future, what would be great is to be able to understand personal styles for people, not just in terms of their commands, but what they're working on, so that maybe even more powerful commands like go jump to the summary of the document or make a table of contents of this can be actually understood. And so rather than just telling the dictation of step by step some of these individual commands, we might be able to do almost like macro style things. But that's definitely in the short term, we just since it's a new feature, we're just interested in improving it, you know, squashing any bugs, improving the fit and finish, and getting feedback on what it is that our customers want out of the feature in the scenarios that they want.
That's awesome. And Nair, as I'm contemplating this, we hit upon speech to text, but my sense is that there's more of a robust pipeline of cognitive services interacting in the back end. Can you tell us what services they're using and how customers can take advantage of it for something that they might want to build?
So mostly sort of it comes from the custom speech. The ability to train custom speech models in order sort of to do the extractions, and then the language understanding cognitive service in order sort of to extract the elements, and then you jump into your own code to do that. There are sort of some other cognitive verticals that sort of integrate these solutions to enable conversational AI experiences that sort of are more out of the box, like custom commands, for example, sort of is integrates the custom speech with custom sort of Lewis models in order sort of to enable scenarios for command and control experiences. There's several other sort of cognitive services and verticals that try to sort of blend the fundamental sort of cognitive services, which are speech, vision, language, and decision, into verticals or applications that are sort of for usable by the end user immediately.
Well, this has been amazing, my friends. I love learning about cool stuff that I didn't know about that I can literally go and use right now. Alan, where can people go to find out more?
So since the feature is available right now, if you just go to Word Online, you should have the dictate button at your disposal. And remember, for new customers, one common pain point seems to be in getting that microphone access allowed. Otherwise, it won't work. So remember to do that.
Absolutely. And Nair, from you, where can people go to find out more about these awesome services that they can use in their own products?
So for cognitive services, you can go sort of to cognitive services, aka MS Cognitive Services, and specifically for the language understanding, you can go to lewis.ai.
Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us, my friends. Alan Nair, thank you so much for watching. We've been learning all about how to enable productivity tools using language understanding. It's pretty cool. Thank you so much for watching, and hopefully we'll see you next time. Take care.